So the Pasuk says, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Miyaminoi Eish Das Lomoi. Like his right hand, the Torah was given on his right hand, Mashma, that's the more chashev, that's the more respectful hand, always do your right side first. The Yaimer, another Pasuk says, Yipo Mitzid Chalef, on the left side will fall 1,000, or Revavim Mimenecha, and 10,000 on your right side. Mashma, the right side is more chashev. Fret Gemara, my Yaimer, what do I need a second Pasuk for? Maybe you tell me Urcha de Milsehi. It's not the pshat that the right hand is more chashev, more respectful, but just that's the normal manner you do is the right. If you want to do the left, it's also good. Hey, Urcha de Milsehi. It's the normal manner. Lemeisa b'yamin to give in your right hand. Tashma, we bring another pasuk. No, yipa mitzich elav avavim minecha to show us that the right hand type is more chashev. So Rashi says, Hayomin sevelas revavim mizikin. The right hand can hold 100 mazikin. Your right hand is ready to do things for you. That's why Hashem gave the Lucas in his right hand. Not because the right hand is more chashiv, is more respectful. I never bring a raya, no. For the next pasuk, mashma, the yamin is more chashiv, is more respectful. More vaita. Rovo chazio li abaya. Rovo sur abaya. Tiyoyim shalom li yaminoi pereisha. That first he gave shalom to his right side. Notice he bowed down to his right side first. Oysa shalom, he said, bow to his right side. Omalei, so Rava told back to Abayim, Mi savrit li yamin didoch, do you hold that it means he's supposed to bow down to your right? Lismol didoch kamina. It was meant to say your left side. To have a yamina shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you have to feel as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhin is standing in front of you. So if you bow down to your left side, that's the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Omer Rav Chiya Brei de Rav Huna. Oh, let's see Rashi in this. Rashi l'smol didoch, ti yaminesh l'kodesh baruch hu. Hey, your left side, that's the right side of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sheha mispalel, the person is davening, roya atzmoy kilu shechina l'mol ponuf. You have to visualize as if the shechina is in front of you. Shenema shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. So therefore you're supposed to bow down to your left side, which is the right side of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then you bow down to your right side, which is the left side of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you give shalom both times, like we say, Oysa shalom ben Reimov, hu yasa shalom. Omer Rav Chiya b'rei de Rav Huna, chazino l'hun abaya, that I saw abaya v'rov, abaya and rovo, t'yapasilu sholosh psiyos b'chriyachas. When they took their 3 steps backwards, it was b'chriyachas, means with one bowing down. In other words, when you take your 3 steps back, you're also supposed to be bowing down. So before you start to take your 3 steps down, before you start to take your 3 steps back, that's what's brought down halacha, you're first supposed to bow down, and then while you're bowing down, when your body is still bent forwards, then you're supposed to take your 3 steps back, and then you turn to your left side and say, Yasa Shalom B'Maimov, then you turn to your right side and say, Yasa Shalom, Aleinu, then you go to the front and middle and say, Yasa Shalom, Aleinu, Akol Yisov, Yimru Amen. That's the way you're supposed to do it. But it's supposed to be b'kriyachas with one bowing down. And this is the halacha, the Rambam brings down like that. But this is also a mitzvah's kriya b'shas trila. Not only will we say the bracha by moedim, but hu adin at the end when you take it 3 steps back, also it's supposed to be b'kriyachas, supposed to be with the bowing down. Right. Then the Mishnah says, ha-mispalo tfilo k'tzara b'veis achitzen. After the Kohen Gadol got finished doing the k'tzaras and he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he was in the Heichel, he's supposed to say a small tfilo. My matzli, what did he daven there? Is Rova bar Rav Ado, for Rovin bar Rav Ado, Tavayu Mishmei de Rav, Amri, they both said over in the name of Rav, that Yehi Rot Sevel Fonech Hashem Lokenu, Shetayshon Ezu, where please the Kodesh Baruch Hu Bakosha, this year should be Kishuma Ushchuna. It should be a rainfall, a lot of rain. Ushchuna should be very hot. Fred Gemara, Shchuna Ma'al Yasehi. Is it good to be hot? Like, who wants hot weather? Who enjoys hot weather? Shchuna, very hot, is no good. Ela'ema, but this is what the Kohen Gadol meant to say. This is what you have to say. Im shchuna, if the year is supposed to be hot, akol ponim tei geshuma. It should also be a lot of rain. So the rain will counteract the heat. Revacha brei de rova messayim bo mishmei de Reb Yehuda. He ended off with the name of Reb Yehuda, but the Kohen Gadol also says this tefillah, that lo yadi ovid shulten midibes Yehuda. The shulten, the rulership, should never leave the shevet Yehuda. And Klai Yisrael should not have to come onto Panosa Zemizir. In other words, there should be no Aniyim in Klai Yisrael. Everybody should have their own Panosa. And the people that are traveling, their tefillah should not enter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, people that are traveling on the roads, they don't want rain to come down, because it's hard to travel when it's raining. But really, we need rain. The people that have farms, have fields, need rain. So therefore, like the tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not listen to the people that are traveling on the road when they daven, it should not rain, because really rain is good for us. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Havi Ka'ozo B'Yurcha, when this tzaddik, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, was walking in the road, Shoda Mitrolei, it started to rain once, and the rain came down on top of him. Is Oma, so he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulo Benachas, everybody is very happy, it's all the farmers that are in the house, for them, they're very happy, they're benachas, that it's raining now. They want the rain to come down, but the rain is not bothering them, because they're home. Over the Chanina B'Tzar, but me Chanina, I'm on the road, and by me, the rain is bothering me. So Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was Posak Mitro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rain stop. Ki Yosel Abesei, later when Rav Chanina reached his home, his Omri stavened back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulo B'Tzar. The whole world, in other words, all the farmers now feel very bad that it's not raining. V'Chanina B'Nachas, and me, I'm at home, and for me, I don't care if it rains really or not, because I don't have any property. So I should be B'Nachas, that's also not nice. Like he was mispalli daven back to Hashem, Hashem should let it start raining again. And Zot Gemara, the Maisa was also Mitra and Echnami, the rain started to come down again. After Sadek from Chanina, Ben Doisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to him. So Gemara says like a Dugmaza, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Mayahani Lei Tzlusa, the Kohen Gadol Lagabe, Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. Like what does it help that the Tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Lagabe Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. In other words, Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa's Tefillah helped much more than the Kohen Gadol's Tefillah. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Mais had once happened a story because Godel Echod Sheherich Bitfilosoi. He started to daven a little bit too long. He stayed in the Heichel and was davening there. The Nimnu Ochav Akanim Likonis, and all the Kanim outside got afraid. They didn't know what happened to him. Maybe he died. So they decided to come inside to the Heichel to see where he is. Is Likonis Achrov? Is his Chilu Heim Nichnosim? The whole the Kanim started to come in. Vu Yaitse. He at that time he started to come out. Is Omrula, so the Kohanim said back to the Kohen Gadol, Mifnei Mahe Rachta Mitzvilascha, why were you davening so long? But the Mishnah says you're not supposed to. Omalehem, so the Kohen Gadol answered back, Kosher B'yeinechem, is it so bad in your eyes? She is Falalti Alechem, that I daven for your sake. For ya Beisamigdish lo Yichorev, I daven that there should not be a Churban Abayis. Omrula, yes, the Kohanim said back to him, Al Tirov Olasas Kain, don't be rogo, don't be used to doing such a thing like this. No, you did something wrong. Don't daven long tefillas. Shirei Sheninu, our Mishnah says, Loi ho yamarech b'tefilosoi. You're not supposed to be marech, don't daven too long. Kedesh v'lahave, says Yisrael, in order that the rest of Klai Yisrael should not be scared, is they're waiting outside to see if the Kohen Gadol made it alive or not. Did he come out alive or not, or was he killed? So it depends if he was a tzaddik or not. So everybody is waiting to see what happened, so don't keep them in suspense, rather come right out. And just daven your small tefillah, like the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah weiter. Mishanitel Oren, after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, the Oren was taken away from the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there was no Oren there. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how it was taken away. Is Evan Hoy Sashom. So B'Shas the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there was a stone there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Miyamois Nevi'im Rishonim. It was Nizgala, was known by the time of the Nevi'im Rishonim, which was David or Shmuel Zatrashi, the first Masechta Soita. It was Shasiyah Hoysa Nikras. The name of this stone was Shasiyah. It was called Evan Shasiyah. And Gevoyim Minoritz Shaloshetz Bois. It stuck up, it was elevated from the ground, 3 tefachim. The stone maybe was much bigger, but it stood up above the ground, 3 etzbois. I mean, not tefachim, 3 etzbois, 3 fingers. The Oleho Hoyunoysin. And on top of this stone, the Kohen Gadol would put the machta, the pan full of coals, and on that he would burn the keteros. Now, after the Kohen Gadol got finished doing the keteros on Yom Kippur, not the less Adam, he went outside and he took the dam, the blood of his par that he already made the shechita before in the Kabbalah before, memi shehoi mamaris boy, from the Kohen that in between now, in this time, was mixing the blood. Today the blood should not jello up, get hard. So there was a Kohen all this time mixing the blood. So now the Kohen Gadol went back into the Azorah to take this dam from that Kohen. Nichnas l'mokim shenichnas. Now the Kohen Gadol went a second time back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Omad, and he stood, the Mokim Shomad, in the same place where he stood to bring the Keteris. But now he was inside the second time to do what? with the bloody hands of his par to make the hazois. Fehiza mimenu, and he spritzed with his hand, with his etzba, with his finger. Achas lamala, one spritz was facing upwards. In other words, he like put his hand down and threw his hand upwards, that the blood should go upwards. Visheva lamata, and then fakir, he had his hands upwards, facing, then he threw it downwards, that seven times it should be downwards. The hazois adam, the blood should be spritzed. Should be spritzed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim right in front of the Oren. Like we'll soon see later on exactly how we did it. He didn't really make it like one was above on top of the Oren and seven was on the bottom. Rather, it looked like somebody whipped somebody. In other words, it went like straight down in a row. Like one was higher up, then a little bit lower, a little bit lower, a little bit lower. Not the chart was one was all the way up and seven was all the way down, but rather went gradually down. This is the way the Kohen Gadol would count when he made these hazois. Achas. First he did the one lamala, and the mitzvah was only to do one lamala. So he said achas. Then when he did the first one of lamata facing downwards, he says achas v'achas. One and one. In other words, I did one already upwards, and now I'm doing one downwards. Then he says achas ashtayim. Again, it means one upwards and two downwards. Achas v'sholosh, one upwards and three downwards. Achas v'yarba, one up, four down. Achas v'chomish, one up, five down. Achas v'sheish and achas v'sheva. That's the way he used to count. Now, when he finished doing the hazois of the par, of the down from the par, yotzo the Kohen Gadol would go outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'henicho al kan hazov shevechel. He would put down this mizrak, this klisharis that he's holding that has the blood of the par. Like he didn't get finished doing all the zrikas of the dam of the par yet. He only got finished doing the hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, soon see later he had to do more hazois in the heichel. So in the meantime, he put this kan, he put this mizrak, this kli, full of the blood down on a kan, on a stand in the az heichel, which is made out of gold. Now, hevi yoloyes hasoyer. He went outside into the Azara, and there he had the soyer, which was the guru went on Lashem, which is making now for chattis. Shoachatu, the Kohen Gadol makes the shechita on this sirizim for the chattis, Lashem, the kibub mizruk, as domai, then the Kohen Gadol themselves does the avoidus kabolo. He receives the blood in the mizruk, in the klisharis. Nichnas, now he comes in the third time into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lemokim shenichnas, he goes into the same place that he went in before, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'yoma, then he stands b'mokim shomad, in the same place he stood before. V'hi zomimenu, and again with the dam hasoyer, now he also has the spritz. One up and seven lamata. And the Mishnah next block we'll see exactly how do you know this. How do you know up, one up and seven down? But the same halacha, v'hizim emenu achas lamala. One, he spritz the blood towards upwards. V'shev lamata and seven spritzing downwards. And this blood did not touch the urine. It was just spritzed like in front of the urine, but all the blood just landed on the floor in front of the urine. It was only a question, how did you throw the blood? Did you throw it upwards or did you throw it downwards? The same thing, this is the way he would count when he made the azois of the dam of the soyer. Achas, one lamala, one upwards, then achas v'yachas, one up and one down, achas ashtayim, and kaseidah then on. Now, yotzer, when he got finished with the dam of the soyer, again he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim and went outside into the heichel, v'henicho alkan hazov hasheini shebeichel, and he put down now this mizruk, this kli that has the blood of the soyer, on the stand, the second stand in the heichel, also made out of gold. That's what the Tanakam holds. There were two kanan, there were two stands there, told these two mizrokim of the dam hapar and the dam hasoyer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lo yeho yishoy melakan echad. There was only one stand there, bovad. How does it work? That not al dam hapar, now when he came back out again, he took in his hand again, he picked up the dam hapar, the kli that was holding the dam hapar, v'niach dam hasoyer. Now he put down on top of that one stand the dam hasoyer that he just got finished with. The leftover blood that was in the mizrak that he first received when he shechted the soyer. Now he has the dam hapar in his hand, and he's standing in the heichel outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now he starts doing a second step now of hazois. He's a mimenu ala preches. He's standing in the heichel and he's facing towards the marav, towards the preches, and he starts to be mazir, throws the blood again towards the preches. Shekineged orin, which again he's facing marav side, which is towards the Oren, in between, like where the Mokam of the Oren is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the same place as standing outwards in the Heichel. Mibachutz, on the outside in the Heichel, he's going to spray the dam now towards the Preches, which is just the opposite side of the Oren. Achas lamala, again, one was upwards, v'sheva lamata, and seven was downwards. Plehoyim skavin, the same thing, it didn't mamish do one upwards and seven downwards. Rather, it was like a stroke going straight down. In other words, one up, a little bit lower, a little bit lower, a little bit lower. V'kachoyimayin, and the same thing you would count, achas, one upwards, then achas v'yachas, one up, one down, achas v'shtayin, the same thing to achas v'sheva. Then when he got finished with this hazoyis of the Dama Par, notal Dama Sawyer, now we took the leftover blood of the Dama Sawyer, v'niach Dama Par, he put down the Dama Par, v'hiza did the same thing now with the blood of the Sawyer, of the Sirizim of this goat. V'hiza v'menu ala Prechis, again, standing in the Hechol, facing the Prechis, he made eight hazoyis, she'kenegdo y'orim v'chutz, standing the opposite side of the Oren, on the outside of the Oren, or the outside of the Prechus in the Hechel, Achas Lamala, one Hazor upwards, Visheva Lamata, and seven downwards. And the same thing, the same count. Now, when he got finished making both of these Hazois in the Hechel, from the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer, now, Iro Dam HaPar, Lotech Dam HaSoyer, they mixed up together now, the leftover bloods of the Par and the Soyer, Venosan Esamole Bereken. They mixed it up very well. They put the full blood into a third kli, an empty kli, in order to mix it up very well. This we'll see later on. This is the next avod you had to do to make the zrikas on the mizbech apnim, both the dams mixed together. The Gemara says now, the Mishnah says a lashon of misha nignaz leketoni. The Mishnah does not say when the Oren was nignaz, was hidden. Ela misha nito. The Mishnah rather says when the Oren was taken away. Is Tanan our Mishnah holds command the Yoma Oren Golol Abovel. Like the Man the Yoma that says that the Oren B'shas the Churban the Bayis Rishon Nebuchadnezzar took the Oren to Bovel. The Tani we learned like this. The Machlokes. What happened to the Oren after the Churban Abayis? Reb Lezer Vayme Oren Golol Abovel. In a time the Oren was taken to Golis and to Bovel. Shenema the Pesuk says Ulishashuvas Hashone Sholach Hamelach Nebuchadnezzar Vayivyeho Bavola Bavola. Im kli chemdas beis Hashem, like the kli chemdas, which means the Oren, was taken into Bavel. That's what the Nebuchadnezzar did. And Reb Shimon ben Yochai also holds like this. He also, Oymi also says, Oren golol Bavel. The Oren was also taken to Golis to Bavel. Shenemar lo yoiser diber omer Hashem, that it was no more talking. Hashem said. In other words, lo yivosa diber omer Hashem. It was not left over the diber. That means elu aseras adibrus. Sheboy. Even the Aseres HaDibros was taken. In other words, the Oren was not left in the Beis Hamikdash anymore, but rather it went to the Golis, it went into Bavel, the Nebuchadnezzar took it into Bavel. That's the way these two hold. We had a mandium before that holds no, that Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oren Demkoyma Nignas. We had this before, no. The Oren was hidden, was swallowed up like buried in its own place. We had before Yeshayo was gone as it. Shenema the Pesuk says, Vayiru roshei habadim min hakodesh al pnei hadvir v'lo yiru hachutza, should not be seen outside. In other words, the Oren was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you don't see it from outside. But the Pesuk ends off, Vayiru shom ad hayoyim hazeh, that the Oren will always be there up until today. Mashma, the Oren is still there, even after the Churban, the Bayis HaRishon. The Oren was not taken into Golis, into Bavel, but the Oren was nignaz, was hidden in its place, swallowed up underneath in the ground, in its own place. And we'll see later exactly where it was swallowed up. The more of Pligi the Ula, and this argues on Ula. The Yomar Ula says that Shaul Rabbi Masya ben Chorish, Rabbi Masya ben Chorish asked, as Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Beroim in Roim, V'chimiyach, Asher Rabbi Lezer Melamdeinu Parm Rishon Shniyah. After Rabbi Lezer already taught us two different psukim to say that the Oren went to Golis, went to Bovel, that Oren Golol Bovel. Rishon, the first pasuk was Hodi Amorin. Vayivyeho bevolo im kli chemdas beis Hashem. So mashma the Oren was also taken. Shniyah, the second pasuk was Ma'i Dichsi. What's the second pasuk? Vayaitzim ibas siyoin kol hadoru. And with Hashem, Ma'i kol hadoru. What does it mean? Kol hadoru was taken away from Yushlayim. Chadoru. Chadoru, that Hashem means hagonas bechadri chadorim. The Oren that was hidden in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that also went to Golis and to Bavel. So bezoi ma'at oimer. Why do you say not like that? Why do you say the Oren was nignaz? Was hidden in its own place, was like swallowed up, buried in its own place. Omalai, he answered back, Shani Yemer, I say, Oren ben Kaima Nignaz. The Oren Taka was swallowed up, was buried in its own place. Shenem, like we had before, Ve'arichu Abadim. And Omalai, Rova, Omalai, Rabalula, my Mashma, what's the right from this Pasik? The Ksiv, the Pasik says, Vayiyu Shom Ad Hayyayim Azeh. since it says the Aron was there, Ada Yom Hazeh, that's mashmur, it's there, Le'olam, that the Aron was never taken away out of the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban HaBayis Rishon, we didn't have it anymore. The Teretz was that Yeshayo hid it, and where did he hide? Where was he gone? As it that in the ground, it was swallowed up into the ground. Yeah.
All right, we'll stop here.